Papa Moderator, sir, the platform is ready for you to address the congregation. Thanks, sir.
Please be seated. I bring you special greetings from the General Assembly Office of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana. I'm very grateful to God Almighty for the opportunity to be here again. This is my third time as moderator for coming here. And this place always looks very beautiful to me, except for the fact that your district minister has told me that I had no cardos. But this is one of the most beautiful cathedrals that the Presbyterian Church of Ghana has. And anytime I enter this place, I just have goosebumps because I feel like this is really a church. I'm grateful to God for this place. The Constitution of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana mandates the Moderator of General Assembly to visit the presbyteries. And it is for this reason that I am here, to visit you to find out how you are doing. Since the last time that I came, what has changed? What is new? It gives me an opportunity when I visit to also listen to what the church members are thinking, what they are feeling. So I will just say a few things and then I will stop and listen to you. I will ask that you take your time to ask questions. This is our last stop for the day. This is our third place. And so I will make time to listen to whatever questions you have, because this is one of our largest churches in the whole of the North America, Australia Presbytery. And so, me say, Maba, my best Ramo. Memre ya mumre, meaning kumuya, musu meaning kumuya. Mumba kwe jumachina, mezi me kwe jumachina. One draw. Hallelujah. Amen. Once in a while, I would meet some of you, and I'm grateful that when Bafo came to Ghana and he came to visit me in my house, and I was very happy. Some of you, when you come to Ghana, you don't come and visit me. The Bafo gone atimonim awo asa for you. Watimonim ya kana bro for example. Yeah, he has shined your face. I want to thank Papa Bembel and his team for the leadership they have provided. What you don't know is that during the COVID, I stayed at home a lot during the peak of the COVID. And some of the things that I would do would be to get on YouTube or Facebook to find out what is going on in some of the other Presbyterian Church of Ghana congregations. And one of the places I used to look at was this place. Oh. Yes. In my house, my television has YouTube inserted in it. So anytime I'm looking for some of the churches in North America, Australia Presbytery, during the COVID time, this is the place I would look at. And but it's interesting that several of the things that I saw on YouTube, I rather saw, example, where are you? Could you? You used to stand here and do a church service without anybody in the building, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. So I used to watch it, and he would do some teachings and all that. And I was happy to listen to Kojo preach some sermons and so on. Timoya, dear, despite the COVID, you have kept the church. Say COVID, no, I'm a piece, and I. I was a more American for crying. They said, "Moon through COVID." Nipa who are the who American so, as a moon through cry, social distancing cry. Yama mo have part of me who social distancing. Still, I'm who say in Kujana. Baby, I'm free by the almost say social distancing. Negu. Aye, me one one. Yari nko enti aya mama ya nshe ni ye. Why? Na ya nshe ye husu ye pa. Praise the Lord. Let me just share a few words with you, because I said that I've come to listen to you. So I'll just say a few things, and when I have finished, they will put the microphone there, and I'll be glad to listen to your comments or questions. If you have any suggestions for the growth of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, I would love to listen. So when I'm seated, please, I want as many of you as possible to talk to me. If you wouldn't talk to me, I wouldn't know what you are feeling or what you are thinking. The church is so big now, it's Presbyterian Church of Ghana worldwide, that those in Ghana are always thinking of only about Ghana things. And those of you here, we would love to hear some suggestions that you have also. Moho. Moho, ready? Okay, maybe I shall see you. All right. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 reads, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." The word of God. So it was that some people listened to the word of God and listened very carefully, and therefore decided that they'll be witnesses of Jesus Christ unto the ends of the earth. And so in the early 19th century, a group of people came together in Basel, in Switzerland, and formed a mission organization called Basel Mission Society. And they did send some young missionaries, some of them in their 20s, to a place called Gold Coast to preach the word of God. When they came to Usu in Accra, and several of them died. They died mostly of a disease called malaria, because they had not really found any antidote to that disease called malaria. Several of them came, several of them died. Later on, somebody whispered into the ears of the missionaries in Usu that there is a place on the hill there. Now, this person was a biologist who had come to do a biological analysis. And so he knew more about the country. He suggested to them that there's a place on the hills, the Kwapim Hills, that the weather would be more conducive for them. And so some of them decided then to go up there to the Kwapim Hills. They passed through a place called Abokobi. When I say they passed through, because there was no vehicles, they would walk. And when they walk and they get to a place, they will settle there a bit before they move on. And so that's where they were able to buy the whole of the town that is called Abokobi. It was bought by the Basel missionaries. They paid for it. And so the place called Abokobi in Accra actually is a Presbyterian town. And it did happen that for a long time, whoever was the senior presbyter at the church in Abokobi was the chief of the town. And so it is only in Abokobi where the staff of the chief has a Bible in it. Well, they furthered their journey, and then they got to the Kwapim area. They got to Ebri. And then the Ebri chief said, "So you are welcome. But then I belong to a group of a huge chieftaincy system, And the paramount chief is in Ekropon. So after a few days, he took the missionaries to a place called Ekropon on the Ekropim Hills. And when the paramount chief heard of their mission, he said, oh, if you are preachers, you are people of God, we also have a man of God here, that is the fetish priest. So he said that the missionaries and the fetish priest should go and live together. So the missionaries lived with the fetish priest. So if you have heard of the name, one of the star missionaries was called Andreas Rees. So Andreas Rees actually lived with the fetish priest for a long time. He tried to enter into very good relations with the people there, tried to see if he could make any converts, and nothing worked. For 8 years, he worked. Other missionaries came to join him, and they died. Some came, and they died. So the Basel mission decided to close down the mission in Gold Coast. So they withdrew Andreas Rees. So when Andreas Rees went to the paramount chief and told him that, Nana, it's time for me to go back. And the chief said to him, well, I told you that the God of your Bible belongs to white people. And for us, ours is the traditional religion. We worship our fetishes. If you can show me one black man who worships your God, we all will get converted. So when Andreas Rees got back to Basel and he told them the story, they decided, well, of course, you know how Presbyterians have their meetings. I bet when they went there on the Saturdays, they were about to make a motion to close down the mission. And Andreas Rees got up and told them what the paramount chief had said. And they debated this over a long time. I can feel the debate because I know what happens at Synod or General Assembly. And so they decided that they will try one more time. But this time, they will go through Jamaica and get black people who were Christians, very evangelical Christians, and who would come back with Andreas Rees to Ekropon. And so they brought some families of Jamaicans who were Christians with Andreas Rees, because Andreas Rees was the one who had prepared the grounds. When he got back to the chief, they received him nicely. They got a place for all these people to get settled in Ekropon, and that's how people started getting converted. So actually, it was the black Jamaicans who, when they came, were able to start getting people converted. They started with schools. And what is amazing is that several of the people in town decided that they would still keep to their fetishism or their traditional religion, but they would let their children or nephews go to school and get converted. In fact, there were several fetish priests who would send their children and nephews to the missionaries to get converted, but they said, as for them, they can't get converted. Are there any Ekropim people here? Let me see your hands. I want to see if you know the ridge very well. Okay, right. So where those people lived up to now is called Jamaica. I mean, they have a... Pardon? What did he say? And that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for... There's a street. There's a street that goes from where the Christ Church is to where the PTC is. Yeah. And it was named... What is the capital of Jamaica? Oh, that's Kingston. Okay. So the road is like a Jamaican road now. And these people walked that road, and these people learned the tree language, which had never been written. And so it was there, that place, that for the first time, tree language was transcribed and written. It was from there that the Bible was translated into tree. It was from there that the hymns were translated into tree. So anytime I will walk that place, I consider that place to be like holy grounds for me. Now, there were other missionaries too who from Osu did not go up on the hills, but they went to the Damwe areas. And one of the star missionaries was Zimmerman. And that's how Zimmerman was a very, very sharp thinker, great missionary. He even married a Ghanaian. And the missionary and the mission organization was very angry that he had even married a Ghanaian, but he felt that he was very committed to the people of Gold Coast. He got the Bible translated, portions of the Bible translated into the Ghana language, the Dangwe, and so on. And so the gospel spread. And we had so many Basel mission stations established. At that time, the best church to belong to at that time was the Presbyterian Church. And in fact, it was such that, when I say it was the best church to attend, I really mean it. I don't know about you, whether you have ever heard, but a time came when, if you were a Presbyterian and you attended an interview, they would not interview you. So I know of people who, during their time, my father's time, he said that when they would go for an interview, usually the white man comes around, "How many of you went to Presbyterian schools?" They raise their hand, "You stand here." Then they will interview all those who did not go to Presbyterian schools. But those who went to Presbyterian schools will not be interviewed because they had the job already. But the understanding was that if the person went to a Presbyterian school, the person will be very well disciplined. The person will not steal your money. The person had good morals. And by God's grace, that church that started in a small way has become the Presbyterian Church of Ghana. And in fact, the route by which it became Presbyterian Church of Ghana is very interesting. Because when the mission was multiplying, then there was a world war. And when there was a world war, the British people had occupied Gold Coast. And because in the world war, the Germans and Swiss people fought against the British, the British people decided that all people in Gold Coast then who were German or Swiss or aligned to them had to leave. Otherwise, they were treated as spies. And so the Basel missionaries, all of them had to leave. And when they were about to leave, they had to take a decision as to what should happen to the mission. And they decided that they would look for a church that had similar faith and similar church government as theirs. And so they went to Scotland and found the Presbyterian Church of Scotland. And the Presbyterian Church of Scotland people, because they were from the UK, were allowed to come in. And so they took over, because it was handed over to them, the Basel Mission. And then very quickly, their job, what they did was to get Ghanaian leadership to take over the church. So very quickly, the Basel Mission, remember it was just Basel Mission with headquarters in Basel, but it was when the Scottish people came, they brought it all together under one church called Presbyterian Church of Gold Coast, because their name was Presbyterian Church of Scotland. They called ours Presbyterian Church of the Gold Coast, which, when we became Ghana, became Presbyterian Church of Ghana. The greatest achievement of the Scottish missionaries was that they were able very quickly to turn the Basel Mission into a church that was led by natives called Ghanaians. By God's grace, now this church called Presbyterian Church of Ghana has grown. We have a membership of over a million. We are almost getting to 1.2 million, 1.1 something million. And we do have 21 presbyteries, including North America, Australia Presbytery, Europe Presbytery, and then we have 19 presbyteries in Ghana. We do have congregations right now in almost every country I can think of. We have congregations in almost about 30 countries and states around the world, and we are grateful to God for the growth. I remember in 2019, when the then Clerk of General Assembly, no, 2020, when he read the report of the General Assembly, said that, "Moderator, sir, I am glad to report that for the first time, the membership of our church has crossed the 1 million line." And we were all very grateful. But we had set ourselves a target that by 2023, we should reach 1.5. And we are still on that target despite COVID. I'm grateful to just also report to you that by God's grace, the church is strong. For those of you who left Ghana several years ago and have not been back, the Presbyterian Church of Ghana is very vibrant. We don't do church like when I was a small boy. But when I was a small boy, the way church was done was very interesting. That everybody sat there very stiff from beginning to the end. Now it is not like that. If you are still like that, utai mechem. Now, we are very much aware that when we started in partnership with so many other Presbyterian churches around the world. Unlike the Catholic Church, we don't have one Presbyterian church that has sub-churches around it. We don't have that. So Presbyterian Church of Ghana is autonomous on its own, and we do have partnership with other churches. But we are realizing that several of the Presbyterian churches and churches of the Reformed tradition around the world, they are dying. We don't want to be like that. We want to be a strong and vibrant church. Now, wherever I go now, I'm sharing concepts about the four major thematic areas of any holistic church, including the Presbyterian Church of Ghana. The first one is the spiritual witness of the church. Number two, the moral witness of the church. Number three, the social witness of the church. And number four, the environmental witness of the church. Remember, I read from Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It says that when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will be my witnesses. Witnesses in what areas? And I've suggested that when you look through the whole Bible, you cannot help but bring it all under these four thematic areas. Very, very importantly, spiritual witness of the church. What do I mean? We want to tell everybody as a church, and every church must do that, that there is a spiritual aspect of human beings. And so the whole world, we are saying, this year, I'm going to suffer 40 years. I'm celebrating my 40th anniversary. And yet they are depressed. They are depressed. And if we are saying, there is a spiritual aspect to us. We want everybody to hear that. That when God created us, he breathed into us his spirit. And so there is this spiritual aspect of us. We got disconnected from God by the fall. And Jesus Christ came to reconnect us back to God. And so the church exists to get people reconnected back to God. And that this spiritual aspect of the church is very, very important. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I wish to submit to all of you that when we come to church, let spiritual things be very important for us. The church is not just a place for entertainment. The church is a place where when people come, they must get reconnected to God. They must get refreshed under the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit. So I beg you, those of you who lead liturgy here, when you come, put emphasis on spiritual things. When it is prayer, let us pray. When it is singing, let us sing. When it is the word, let us get into the word. Because these three things, the word, the singing, the praying, these three things really are the major spiritual things that we do when we come to church. And let those things take more of our time when we come to church. In fact, I've always suggested that if we spend 2 hours in church, not less than 70% of our time should be spent on these three major things. Let us sing more songs. Because the songs in our Presbyterian hymnaries, they are very powerful. The words are very powerful. Yem petam yem fantunyum. Now say worship and now worship. And you na yetu. Na munya is a debia yaba. You have 2 verses and 2nd verse in kwa. 3rd verse in 1 and 2. 4 verse in 1 and 2. Mo pentem mo kwe. Mo pentem mo kwe announcement. They say, "Oh, sorry, be an announcement. I do also change in Bible. Be sorry, or yari, sorry, no your virus. I sorry, no your virus. When your virus, I heard then, and I'm sorry that exists for spiritual things. Now, we call business here spiritual. Now, announcement. I better also change in Bible. I sorry, when your virus. Now, sorry, now." I saw you here, but it did 2 hours. So for the year, I saw you about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Jema, no, be a catch and cross. What say? So for the year, I'll cast out. We check it. We yare. We ankasa. We yare. We yare apa. Me say we yare. O baba ye dey. Ye ka say ye ko hwe ball la. Na wo dream ikan na ko basketball. Na wo dream ikan na ko. Wo de be sisu sa. Na wo hwe oh eh mo hena ye we. Wow. Boston Celtics ni LA Lakers. Na wo ti wono mo sa. Bra na betie nyankopon asem 25 minutes na fi na wo bufu. Come on. Let us be serious with God, with serious with spiritual things. And the reason why I'm emphasizing this is this, that please let us know that in our generation now, people have lots of alternatives. People have lots of alternatives. They say, there are people like, people, at least people like me, I have compartmentalized my life in such a way that me name say, Ebia, and now you say that, me kwa sorry for 2 hours. Me we are sorry. Me ako yewe. Me yewe. Na me ba sorry. Na me be pe spiritual strength. Me ba na me udi agroa. Say me switch ako baby fufro. And that is why you have so many young people switching to other places. It is not because we don't make it interesting. No, it is because of the spirituality. Because people have other alternatives. That is says, oh, tell me mi swa no. Na mi swa mi yewe me na TV ema Ghana. Mini ni kakra nsa na TV bagana e ba so na station ye ba kopɛ ubie ya e ba ko radio so na ye ba kopɛ Ghana muntie Ghana king Ghana muntie na ye ba kopɛ se stations na ye bebre into tie station ba ko na onpa what is that channel anya sa enji na me ka kire mu se. So many of the young people, when they come and they don't get the spirituality and the worship, they say, "Yeah, cause yeah, too young me a worship where radia and paying for them to crown and check. I'm so much yeah, what do? Mkwara no njia, say jaya no mbejai, spend mbejai. And yeah, spend the time in worship. Yeah, spend the time in prayer. Yeah, spend the time in singing. Yeah, spend the time in the word. I beg you from the depths of my heart, because the church exists for spiritual things. Come on." The only kumi krani when you're a brand tibia within fibia between 18 and 24 was around a pan. Was around a pan. Also, make a sorry. Now, and son of when you're a brand here within fibia between 18 and 24 was around a pass and make a sorry. Why are they power? Because. Or your bamboo the IBA. Ghana Nibema, boy. Now, so, sounds sorry, not to me, Gary. Now, I'm quite sorry. Because, why are they parents? He said, or appear at church. My mom said, man, just appear. Because the alternatives, does. Alternatives, you know, does pop, pop, for most young people. The phone, you could turn on. A normal over here was so, a does. And imagine attention does. Now say young people, you bad sorry. Am I in the member? One more bad sorry. Now you hear praises. No more sat, no more in your point, no more down, more na paying for be buffer. Paying on yari. What I'm trying to say, and they said, if young, let's give space for young people. If a young person, if he or she comes to church and is praising God, or the crab is for my missing mama coin, no one is see for on one says, oh, this sister, I'll be turnable. As they say now, you're young, no, I'm not the one, you know, the way they are worshiping God, they're different. More a woman fellowship, one man's fellowship for, you guys are more suffering, I do uncle and I'm more better. And I'm Bobo, Asa, and then me and Unquanum. And what I saw my baby, I'm only my son, Quan Bay 17. If you are a difference from here, dear, no? Praise the Lord. But whilst I'm talking about spirituality, I know of other people too who go extremes and they are bringing fetishism into the church in the form of a Quanjrebi, Nomina, for Ankabra, for Ankatra, Debra, Debembu. Ghana crowd, they say, "Fine, fine, bra, you be bobo in some. Naka, in some, you abandon bobo and go." That's what they say. Now, what would you not so for busy? She in some people. Now, in Saya, we are. Now, in some, that's what you know. What you're not go for each day. Spiritual battles are not fought that way. No, they're not fought that way. And now, your deception and quan, and I go for the deceiving crop for. ewo bakọ mo be mu amu duabo ewo bakọ mo be wo nti na ye ka se ye ye sorry ye ye bible teaching mumra mumma ye se be revival ye ko fo bi aba obeyi no ma akirem na mu dream kana maba se masumi amu dentia. Let us be very serious and have a Christ-centered spirituality. A spirituality that is based on Jesus the Christ. I'm saying, Old Testament, Old Testament is a bad one, but Old Testament, through the eyes of Jesus, you know, interpretation is wrong. Jesus has come, and when he came, the curtain on the temple was torn. And so each of us now has direct access to God through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And the word of God must be taught that way. But because of Jesus, we can all have access directly to God. And that's why it talks about the priesthood of all believers. From a man of God. Because Old Testament concept, Elijah and Nehemiah, so a man of God. Where Elijah? Jesus has come. Are you with me? Jesus has come. Any man here is a man of God. The boys are boys of God. The children are children of God. The women are women of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, I know God does give special spiritual gifts for certain things to happen. If you want to man, you can a miracle. Be now, what can say? Abia. But onun can say, Da yenisa. So you people's faith are now in water. People's faith are in things. Our faith must be in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. Talking about water, what means you? Because of the spirituality, and because we are called upon to be witnesses of Jesus Christ, that's why we have embarked on Vision 1.5. Vision 1.5. Bembel, may find you. Your church members don't know their response. And to the car. Chairman, may find you saying. And I can find no man can eat basket me and son. I had the mean who had the crack, but I can't mean what's in my finding. No, mean baby, if I'm finding, I had the mean what the crack, maybe finding. So the Vision 1.5 is very important to us. And when we are talking about Vision 1.5, we are talking about both qualitative and quantitative growth. We want to be able to reach a membership of not less than 1.5 million by the year 2023. And he said, we are agents in the church. We are suffering penny. Now we come meetings. Now we must have questions. You're drusing. Now we take one adias. Now adiachia. The question: you are not following the vision of the church at this point. The church wants to get to that 1.5. In the mukwa session, every month, mumma agent, you know, and country them say, now you do all. I beg you, session. And as I'm going to be a mobile. I hope you heard me, session. Bafo, what did I make? Moko session. Bafo, the Mizor Bekaya, I'm a Muslim. End of every month. Now, Moko session. Most start here, Papa. Last one here, say, you do say. No more true. Say, man, come in the suit here. No more Buddha say, because this is session for growth. BBI must be something that we do for growth. Now say obi ya sorry ba. Now obeto collection ana maji. O ma sorry bo sumi miyansa na mon friend wa. Then na maji ni nyu ana. Because maji ni nyu because mo boda mi mo buti meka desa. Figure out the membership when you became a minister and figure out where you have reached. And every month, monitor this. I don't normally beg. This one, this is Mount Zion. Moderator, I beg you. So apart from the spiritual witness of the church, let me mention also the moral witness. In the past, when people would declare fasting for 7 days or 3 days, by the time they finish the fasting, you know that they are more holy than before. Nowadays, you can't vouch for that. People can go and fast and pray. Corruption. What could you bribe? And I had the contract amount. Was he what basso no there was over to scam sorry already mammy breakthrough already been a more breakthrough. Bonsam any edgy joe. And you have countries where over 70% of the population are Christians, and yet you can't see faithfulness. And yet there is more corruption. Because people have separated spirituality from morality. But what we would have thought that because God is holy and pure, we will not go and create God in our own image, but God rather transforms us in his image. And it's so important that we appreciate the fact that Yahweh, the God that we worship, is a pure and holy God. Who can perform with some ya the young and crack now will can then you crack now will can. And you are doing so many things. They are doing so many things, and yet when you know we train papa from now we say nipa pull him down. Now say pull him down with their well black Africans will so cry the middle in Chelsea cry. Now no na Bishop Desmond Tutu. We attended a conference in 1997 and he was talking about how ya quite say crabs and koto free more. Never could the claws are so numu over all money free that. It was a cotton, a beer barrel, also, so be obedient to me free in tow. Because Obia true be baffled, Obia, the older former grad on the Nasa Mobo. Obia true be baffled. And in Ghana say, Obi to me a basso as president, or say, maybe a beautiful airport, mere airport. Terminal 3. Kofu didn't attempt, sir. I was in Maya, or here we have no be able to. That time when I saw by energy, Obi didn't attempt. Obi, but was it Maya hospitals 111. Now, Uncle Fubu of food and dinding, who go here 111. Yeah, yare. Bianca said, yet to Krumwa, a Kruna, a Timono. You need hospitals, Papa. Uncle Fubu, at 93 miles. I said, I'm not going to yare, sir. Yeah, but yeah, hospitals one of party politics. Obi had the part. As I said, yes, sir, you know. Mikai said some time ago, Minister Bako, oh, Kasaya, yeah, no, no, me didn't come. It's yeah, the government in power. Oh, we are in Busa, it's the government, you know. Minkaka, and then your current government. Mizan said, it's got some government, you know, only be paid by Magana. Was our papa, some make us why idea, and yeah, quite masu. Why? And it goes to every party. The same thing they do. And I idea be a war be black people who are. I said, be When I used to live in California, and one thing I found out with the Mistremobibri, not just being racist, say, there were some people, white people, they would see, say, who's be idea? This guy is great. This guy is a genius. Not because of your boy genius. I did a presentation somewhere at that time. Oh, the following day, they demand by newspapers. Now, I said, oh, God, there's this guy from Ghana. He's a genius. And we will be away idea. I'm not sorry. or say adipa. My definition is say be ye me oyiba, eh? We battle him. Now I say oyiba. Now the most important thing for a Ghanaian is eba. And to be a idea is very important. Be a life eba. Now I say no. And my friend be ifo. And you know to fail him. Who fatal is going to be a woman who no more must say no ma pa no ma pa. And writing a doom, now you who said the Yahweh we worship is a holy God. He's pure. In fact, there are so many things in the Bible that God is, and there are other things that he does. For example, God is life. God is light. God is holy. And there are other things that God does. And in concrete, one can say, oh God. Now we are Yakupon, you who in Amobo, Yakupon, you who in Amobo. Bonibia distances you from God. Bonibia distances you from God. Keeps distancing you from God. Keeps distancing you from God. I pray to God, say, the holiness that the early church knew in the Bible will come back to us. And for those of us who are ministers and agents, your authority is not in your title. Your authority is in your holiness. Charisma can take you to the top, but holiness will keep you there. Charisma can take you to the top. You can come and do charisma retreat. It will take you to the top. But to keep at the top is your holiness. May God give us grace to pursue the God of holiness. Then we have the social witness. What is so interesting, that although saves us by grace through faith, it is not by our own doing, yet the grace that saves us is a transforming grace. It's a grace that gives us compassion to help other people. And that's how come that on the day of judgment, Jesus says that he will separate us like the sheep from the goats. And then some will say, why are we here? He says that I was hungry and you fed me. I was sick and you came to visit me. I was in prison, you visited me. I was thirsty and you gave me water to drink. And he said, when did we do this? He said, as you did it to the little ones, you did it unto me. This is what Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 25. And the whole point is that once you are saved, once you receive Jesus into your life, he transforms you. He gives you a new heart that is compassionate towards other people. And that is why Jesus linked it to judgment today. It's not that we are saved by works, but the grace that saves us puts us into good works. And that is what we call social service. So in the social witness of the church, we have social action and then social service. Social action and social service. Social action is when you deal with the root causes of the problems, and social service is when you deal with the temporary needs. So we come deal with people now man aduane a social service. We find out dear ben pa na ma e come edeno. Now which train on how to find a job. You have dealt with it. You've dealt with social action. And when the church came, your Presbyterian Church of Ghana, Yankopon Adom, you see, we have over 2,200 basic schools in Ghana. Jesus in T, any year, sir. Jesus in T. We have 32 senior high schools. Now, make senior high schools, I make senior high schools, Papa. Presec, Legon, Ebrigel, Samokai. Now, no, put here. But I could be crying, ain't in it in there. I could be so your friend, I dare so. And a boy back home. Now what's it? A crew be a friend of me pull 193 miles. Echo school, I dare suit. Now the school now make a senior high school, no cohort. A dino cry, who want? Now unya DDD, I know I had here. And so I call on ya AAAAAA. And I obey newspapers. And when we found out, I address Presbyterian Senior High School. Presbyterian Senior High School address. That guy is a Presbyterian. His parents are Presbyterians. He has had Presbyterian scholarship to go to the UK, some of the top schools in the UK to study. And before he went, he was brought to my office. We prayed with him. We shared God's word with him. We handed him over to one of our ministers in the UK. And your church also gave him some money. And contributions now more here. Some of the bamboo there. One of your sofa baker said, "Oh, did you have a gas car?" Heat. No, I was back. Oh, did you have heat? The music I can cry now, but then I'm ebi. Modian, Modian, and I'm ebi. Many years already be idea to say, Modian, ebi. And I did my acquaintance, I'm found to the bottom, no drew you car, or that I heard no how far. It's any bomb piney, Janet Quan Coy. A few months ago, as I said, the whole university, no, baby, I'll call you, can he has topped everybody in the class. And we are grateful to God for such things. I can go on and on and on and tell you about Presbyterian influence in society, in our society and other societies. We do have 55 healthcare institutions, hospitals and clinics, 55 of them. We are the third largest provider of health services in your country called Ghana. The government of Ghana is number one. The Catholic Church is number two, Presbyterian Church number three. And that is why the government, all governments take us seriously as a church. Because we don't just go and preach, nor just lead in spirituality, but the spirituality is also translated into social services, which is very important for us. We do have nursing and midwifery colleges. I can go on and on, and we do have relief programs. We do have women empowerment programs, children empowerment programs, scholarship programs, and so on. I must say that I personally, as moderator, sometimes I get so touched, and I got really touched one day when I went to a far away village in the West Bronx area, in a village called Hiamatu. Uti di nekura, uti mwen ze, ewe chekakura, e Hiamatu. That means that those days, the place was so bushy that ukwara wan for 2 hours, and here one time. And so you go through a real bush and dust to get to the place. When I went to visit the place, your Presbyterian church has a clinic there. I watched the nurses, and I watched all the staff there. They came around. We had a time together, like I'm having a time with you. When I was leaving, it was so strong on my mind that a day will come when the righteous God will sit many reverend ministers who all they want is to just to be in the public space for people to see them. They wear nice clothes. They have nice cars and nice this and nice that. And it looks like that is what attracts some of the young people. But they don't seem to be attracted to those nurses who have sacrificed to go to Hiamatu, to those Presbyterians who have sacrificed to go to some of those far, far away clinics and basic schools just to help people in those places. On the day of judgment, God will declare them perhaps more righteous than those of us who stand in front of big people all the time or big crowds all the time. I'm a moderator. I stand in front of great crowds every time. We are on Ghana television, and every Sunday I'm preaching to 100,000 people are listening to me every Sunday. But I know at the back of my mind that God's heart moves more towards those nurses at Hiamatu, those doctors who have sacrificed to go to Doma Hospital, Donkokrom Hospital, places where nobody wants to go. My heart just sometimes goes, I hope you know the song that says, "Hark the voice of Jesus crying, who will go and work today? Fields are white and harvest waiting, who will bear the sheaves away? Loud and strong the master calleth, rich reward he offers thee. Who will answer gladly, say, in here I am, send me. There is a verse in that song that says, if you cannot preach like angels, if you cannot preach like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus. You can say he died for all. If you cannot rouse the wicked with the judgment's dread alarms, you can lead the little children to the Savior's waiting arms. Brethren, let us do our best for Jesus whilst we are alive and whilst we have breath, whilst we have time. A time is coming when we will be no more, and we would have wished that we would have done something more for Jesus. The last one is the environmental witness. And I've had occasion to mention that inasmuch as we have what we call the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, which says, go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Inasmuch as we have that, we also have the first commandment in the book of Genesis, chapters 1 and 2. When God created human beings, he said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, keep the earth and till it, Genesis 2:15. To keep it and till it, Genesis 2:15. Other versions say you have to keep it and manage it, and manage the earth. We couldn't learn how to manage the earth well. And when we separated from God, we didn't manage the earth well. The fall of humanity includes in it our mismanagement of God's earth. So we're dealing with climate change. We're dealing with all the serious and ecological problems because of that. But please do notice this. When God created human beings, he put us in a garden. And when God restores everything in the book of Revelations, we will still be in a garden where there will be trees, the leaves of which are for the healing of the nations, in the book of Revelations. It's so important that we please understand this, that God creates us and recreates us and always puts us back into an ecosphere, ecological systems, into an environment. And so we will need to keep our environments clean and pure. And when we do that, we are doing the mission of God, which didn't have to wait for some scientists or governments to come and tell us to that. And in fact, it is so interesting that in the Bible, the Hebrew word for clean is the same word for holiness. So when God says that you must be holy, in English, you have two words, clean and holy. In Hebrew, it's one word. And so the holiness that we talk about is inner holiness and outer holiness. So if you are a Christian and you are not clean, you have a problem with God. As I said, as clean as your soul is clean. Now, now we fear are you fin, ubaf we carry mbaf na you fin, we sink are you fin, cabu up so we fear when the city officers are coming crana wood, one cause a wood one cause a woodra with you crown when I went in it. So if I'm talking about holiness, I can just change the word to cleanliness. And I'll be saying the same thing. Cleanliness of the soul. Cleanliness of the spirit, cleanliness of the body, cleanliness of the environment, This is our mission. But before I end, let me just mention this, that we just had our General Assembly. We just finished General Assembly in August. And at the General Assembly, one of the things that we decided was that, you know, we used to have assessment, and we have now changed it to percentage system. And we have said that the General Assembly has canceled the debts of any presbytery that owes the General Assembly, and any, so that we can only operate the percentage system. And the a car assessment, the car now the presbytery, you know, metrim. Make an assessment, the car. I mean, just with the mortgage, the car won't go to you. And we also decided to say the new team for the new ecclesiastical year, which is from 1st September to August 31st, is Jesus Christ, comma, the light of the world, full stop. Jesus Christ, the light of the world. And it's very interesting that this is taken from John chapter 8, verse 12. Sunday I'll be preaching on it in Manhattan. You can come and listen to the full sermon. But just at this point, to just make the point that lights will be. Jesus was saying this at the Feast of Tabernacles, where lights will be lit. So when Jesus went there in the temple and then he saw the lights, he turned and shouted and declared, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." My brothers and my sisters, we have seen more and more that so many of the countries that even brought the gospel to us in our part of the world are departing from Jesus. They think that they have found some other light. People have found some light, I don't know, in some science and technology, or in themselves, or in anything, forgetting that it is God who gives us brains to do the science and technology. Some forget that. They think it's they themselves. It is not, it's a lie. Whatever happens, God has created us in such a way that there is nothing like a spiritual vacuum. And so when you reject Jesus, you will go and find another God. It could be a God of yourself. It could be a God of money. It could be a God of wealth or so many other things. In fact, there are other people too who are reading some funny books, and that tells them that your God is yourself, it's in yourself. And so listen to yourself, go inside yourself. Jeremiah says that in myself, no, boning kwa ne wum, erade jimi. In yourself, boning kwa ne wum, erade jimi. Timunye jai, sa self psychology, no, anko for church, them hununua, omnititititi hono. Because you have pagan psychologists. They don't care about God. They don't believe about God or anything. They think you go into your inner self. No, boni. And then there are other occultic things that are coming up. They say there is a spark of light in you. Look for that light. Now, I will say, now you are going inside yourself. Nadan kwa. Me say, we inside the okwa boni ya na wakukia. And then there are people, they look into things, they confirm sure, no way concoction, no way film, no chanty, no kind of chanty, no chanty, looking for some light in somewhere. Demons and of course about. And then some go for Satanism directly and so on. Can you imagine in your country here? There was a time, there's a place where some people were sharing the gospel. They were stopped in the school. Some people decided then that they would talk about Satanism and they were allowed in the school. My brothers and my sisters, the spiritual world is very dangerous. But there is a spiritual world. Well, the spiritual world can be very dangerous. And if I humble Jesus, why? He is the light in that spiritual world. He is the true light in the spiritual world. How is he the true light? Psalm 119, verse 105 says that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And Jesus himself is the word. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. I pray that we will please appreciate then that when we talk about Jesus, we are talking about God's word. God's word to us, and God's word to us then is the light for our path. May we go back to Jesus. And when I've said that Jesus is the light, I've not said that there is no other light. Though. If you have not studied other religions before, you think that they are completely separate. No, they are not necessarily completely separate. There is some light in Islam. There is some light in Buddhism. But I see most of these things like candles and lanterns. In the book of Malachi, it is written, Malachi chapter 4, verse 3, that Jesus is the Son of Righteousness. S-U-N, Son of Righteousness. My brothers and my sisters, can you imagine in a broad daylight, a real bo pa, now we be here, now I can saw candle, now we be here, because we be here, and I'm a boy, say, a real abba, pa, now I can saw lantern, now we be here, we be here, we be because when you're correct, and I'm a boy. And that's what I'm telling you, that Jesus, the Son of Righteousness, has come. And so you don't need to go and light any other lantern. You don't need to go and light any other candle. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He declared it, and I so declare it, that Jesus is the light of the world. Let us keep following Jesus. I beg you. Because no question, I may catch them when they say, hey, my young people, muko skua, muko skua, o professor be bejinano aya, yes, makaka, and some hunu near idea. And anyone that tells you anything different is lying to you. The world is bigger than your professor. The world is bigger than me. The world is bigger than everybody. But God has decided that Jesus, 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 he is the light of the world. Let us walk with Jesus. Let us walk in Jesus. Let us walk through Jesus and tell the whole world that the Jesus that this world is forgetting is still the light of the world. I want to thank you very much, and may God richly bless you for your attention. God bless you. Amen.